Megan Arsenyega is excited. Santa Barbara's newest park is just a short walk from her home. As she heads down a trail, she marvels at a scenic area she didn't even know was in her backyard.
It's gorgeous. It's a gem. Views and walking path and everything. Flat terrain, which is nice. The creek, open vistas towards the mountains, lots of flowers and trees.
The 20-acre-plus open space area just west of Ealing's Park is the result of years of work.
This is a new 21-acre city open space park. It's called the Royal Borough Open Space. The city has owned 6 of those acres on the eastern side of the creek for many, many years, and in 2016 purchased 15 acres on the western side of the creek with the intent of making this an open space park.
Cameron Benson is Santa Barbara's City Creeks Division Manager. Benson says the land has been used for a lot of things over the years. Some of the land became the focus of controversy when homes were proposed for part of it. Now it's being preserved forever.
Many, many years ago, there was a mineral water bottling plant on this site, Veronica Springs Mineral Water Company. Subsequent to that, it was used for farming, agriculture. Then somebody came and tried to make a go of having a golf course on this property. That didn't last very long. And then different types of development proposals for subdivisions were proposed for this project. And ultimately now it's protected open space in perpetuity.
With the city already owning 6 acres of the land, it collaborated with the Trust for Public Land to acquire the other 15 acres. A combination of state, county, and city funding made the $4 million purchase possible. But that's just part of the picture. The city used another $1.5 million in grant and tax revenue to return the hills and creek to their natural state, with an effort which included removing invasive plants and planting some 7,500 native ones.
What we've been able to do is to save a really important natural resource and then come in and do a creek restoration project on that. What we've just completed now is a 4.5-acre creek restoration. It's about 1,400 linear feet of Arroyo Borough Creek in the city of Santa Barbara. That will help improve water quality, not only in the creek, but down at Hendry's Beach, which is one of our most popular beaches in the city. It will also restore habitat for wildlife in this location.
Benson says additional restoration work is planned, as well as efforts to make the open space more accessible to the public.
What we just completed along the creek corridor is really phase one of the project, and we're just entering our phase two, which will involve a restoration of one of the tributaries to Arroyo Borough that comes down off Campanile Hill. And we will also have some trail improvements to ensure that the property is accessible for the public.
Santa Barbara Mayor Kathy Murillo says this is really exciting for the city.
Creating new parkland is a miracle. This is an opportunity for people to turn off Game of Thrones and get out in nature. A little sunshine, there's a beautiful oak tree I'm looking at right now. Being close to the water, that's what people need in this day and age. They need to get away from urbanization.
The open space is a hidden gem. Adam Seitz is the city's project manager for the restoration effort.
Thousands of people drive by on Las Positas every day, and I can guarantee you, just from living here for 30 years, that most people have no idea what's over here. So coming over here is neat. It really opens your eyes to one more beautiful part of Santa Barbara.
The city of Santa Barbara's Cameron Benson.
This is an incredible place that's right in the city, but it feels a world away.
The Arroyo Borough open space is north of Arroyo Borough Beach. Access is at the dead end of Allen Road. There's a sign and a small parking area, as well as some street parking. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.